How can you receive IR events on a Tuya BK7238 device, T1, T5, using a development board or a universal remote? How do you forward IR codes to Home Assistant in Tasmota JSON format? How can you trigger HA automations with any remote? And how can you control another device directly from an IR receiver without involving Home Assistant? In this guide, I'll walk you step by step through setting up a simple IR receiver on a BK7238 development board and scripting it to work with Home Assistant. I'll also show you how to use it for direct device control, bypassing HA entirely. This tutorial is using NiceMCU BK7238 board. Please consult our previous NiceMCU tutorial for more details. NiceMCU XHWB3S BK7238 tutorial. Quick start, flashing, sensors, MQTT and Home Assistant initial BK7238 flashing. Just use our flasher. Check our related guides here. NiceMCU XHWB3S BK7238 tutorial. Quick start, flashing, sensors, MQTT and Home Assistant. T1T1M. T13S. Tuya BK7238 module datasheet. Pinout and flashing. Home Assistant. Configuring the onboard LED. For the purpose of this demo, I decided to use onboard RGB LED. The onboard LED resides on P6, P24, and P26, but logic levels are inverted. So I had to set PWMN inverted roles. Either do it manually in configure module or import my template. Now, you should get this on your main panel and be able to control the LED. Configuring the IR receiver. First, you need to know IR receiver pinout. If you are reusing old receiver from old scrapboard, follow the traces on PCB. Check for capacitors and ground plane. Check for silkscreen marking. If you bought new IR receiver, then check manufacturer/seller datasheet. Also check working voltage. For me, only 5 volts worked. Here is my connection. I chose P21 as IR input and configured it in configure module section. IR events in OBK web app log. Point your remote towards the receiver and press some button. Observe the log. As you can see, the 1, 2, 3 buttons on my remote have the following codes. IR events in OBK. You can script IR events directly in OBK. For example, you can use them to control LED. Create following autoexec.bat. IR events in Home Assistant, raw format. First enable flag 14. Also make sure that you have MQTT configured. Main panel will tell you if the connection has succeeded. Then you can listen to device topic in Home Assistant. IR events in Home Assistant, Tasmota format. Just like before, but use flag 21. Then, again, you can listen to device topic in Home Assistant. IR automations in Home Assistant. There are many ways to do it. Let's start with simplest one. First, let's assume you have some other device to control. Let's say, RGBCW bulb. It's called OBKNRGBCW-E27. Now, let's create automation. First, set trigger to MQTT topic, result. Then, the simplest way would be to set raw payload and set action to do. You may also notice that sometimes IR data contains extra press hold bit. You can handle both messages in single automation to work around it. It works well now. Here are my automation sources in YAML. Direct control of another device without HA. It is also possible to control another device directly without Home Assistant. You can use OBK SendGet command for that. Here is a short sample controlling target light brightness via HTTP GET command. Both buttons are sending add dimmer commands. First adds 10 to the dimmer. Second subtracts it. This will send GET on initial press and on hold tick. You can reduce the traffic by sending GET only on initial press. Toggling light and initial press versus hold. At some point, you might want to send a toggle command to a light. The correct way to do it is the following. The third argument, zero, means initial press, so it gets called once. Do not use it without this argument. In this case, it may fire multiple times if you hold button longer. Alternate IR library version. Stock OBK uses Arduino IR remote port. You may also want to try extended version in a form of ESP8266 IR remote. Get it from releases. Summing up, this is how you can control devices via IR receiver with OBK. You can eat.